Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
And a good Monday afternoon. Hello.
Hoy.
Good to be with you. It's going to be a long 5 more weeks.
Telling me.
Cody Tapp with 96.5 The Fan is joining us in studio.
I've been dreading this conversation as much as I love being around you. Like, I think we all worried that last night's
performance?
Outcome and performance, I kind of expected us, with all of our people hurt and with as good as they are, I kind of expected the outcome. It doesn't make the dread any less on the Monday when we all wake up and we know for all intents and purposes it's over.
Genuinely, it sounds like you're describing like how you try to prepare for family holidays.
Right.
Like, I know this time we won't get into a big political argument. Like, sure.
However,
you know what? You go ahead and wish that for yourself and then find out the harsh...
No religion.
Find out the harsh reality. No, they played terrible again. I think you could pretty much, if you wanted to sum up the Chiefs season, let's say Dana woke up from a coma. She was like, the Chiefs are 6-7 after going to 3 straight Super Bowls. What happened? And I just said, just watch the Texans game. And other than them having a pass rush, that's pretty much sums up what happened.
Has there ever been a game where Patrick Mahomes threw for less than 50%?
He has thrown for less than 50%, but advanced numbers wise, this is the worst start of his career. So,
but Cody, how many times
he's only done it like once or twice?
How many times did we drop the ball? Dunk, 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 dunk. Oh, and then
official
Butker,
drops. It's like dunk. 5.
Yeah, I mean, you
unofficial
can't,
10.
You can't do that this late in the game, and I don't know. I don't blame his throwing as much as I blame our catching.
Yeah, the triple tip interception was one that I thought I would never see.
Oh, that honestly
tipped up 3 times to an interception.
So it's funny,
you were at the game.
That was right in front of me. Yeah,
that pick doesn't even bother me. That's just like a great NFL athlete making a great NFL play. The arm punt one doesn't even bother me. The third one does, and the other issues. The problem is that like Mahomes is going to have to be on the injury report today for trying to put the whole damn team on his back.
Correct.
And at some point, he can't like. When they get into a mode where he feels like he has to just like be their personal savior.
Yes, like screw it, I'm running with it every time.
And he's like stiff-arming a defensive lineman as he throws a ball down to the first down marker, as he draws a face mask. When the games start going like that, you know things have gone south. And then all the drops and key drops. Like what's important is like not that they were dropping the football, but Kareem Hunt dropped one on 3rd down. Rashee Rice dropped one on 4th down.
Twice.
Noah Gray had a couple of drops, including one on 3rd down. It's the timeliness of their mistakes this year that have stood out. Every team makes mistakes. They make theirs at the worst, most pivotal moments of the game every time, including Andy Reid's decision to go for it on 4th down.
On 4th down.
Which is egregiously bad.
On the 31-yard line.
And then they scored off of that.
Yeah, they got a touchdown. And he gave a horrible reason for why he chooses to go for it when he does, which was just vibes. Oh, I just feel like it.
Yeah.
Terrible approach.
There are a lot of people listening who don't remember what this is going to look like and feel like in, you know, December and January and February. So what do we do now? And is there even any point in playing like Patrick Mahomes? Like at this point forward, he gets injured. Like, right? Why even... It's over.
So they're statistically alive, so they have to play. We don't have to think.
No, they're not.
I said statistically, they still technically have a chance. I think it's done. We all think it's done. Rightfully so. But technically, they have a chance, so they're going to have to play. I think if you want to prepare yourself, I think on our show we talked about it. Maybe to prepare ourselves for life without the playoffs, I could give you like one or two Matt Cassel highlights a day or something.
Okay.
Like soften the blow a little bit. Would that help? If I gave you a Tyler Palco highlight, would that make you like...
What if you take up Mahjong?
Oh, man. Seasonal depressive disorder is about to get way worse in this town.
We are all going to need something to do. And I think if we had won last night, it would have sort of rallied everybody this last push. Like, let's just see. Let's see how far they can go. And now the air has been completely taken out of the balloon. It is what it is.
I think I'm going to bake more, maybe.
Yeah. Oh, let's just eat carbs.
I'm just like legitimately going to just like whatever hobbies I've already had or do, I'm just going to pick those up more, I guess. More time in January than normal.
Are we seeing the final season of Travis Kelce?
My instinct is yes, because that was the instinct from the beginning. The only argument I'd make against it is for a player as great as he is, will he want to go out like this? So if you watch him on the sideline.
Oh, on the bench last night.
On the bench last night. And then Alex, my co-host, he was in the locker room and said, I mean, this is the exact way he described it. He didn't talk to the media. He was in full uniform longer than anyone was in full uniform. Half the team had already left. More than that, they got out of there really early. And by the time he finally worked up the motivation to like throw in a towel and go get in the shower, before he got in the shower, he just leaned against the wall.
Mm.
Like a Charlie Brown character, just leaned against the wall, not even in the shower yet, depressed about the result. So like, if there's some part of him that's like, I'm not going out like this, that's the only thing that I think would bring him back. Other than that, I always just kind of thought he was ready to start the new chapter, and get married, have an off season.
You can't blame the losses, plural.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On his dropped catch.
You can't one of them.
However,
can.
One of them you can. And the one last night, he knew it. He knew it as soon as that. It was right to him, and he knew it. And so I don't know how you go out like that.
Yeah, that's the part that makes me wonder. But also his brother. So like I would say that his brother lost in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Came back, and then his team was came back the following year. His team was 10-1. They fell apart, the Eagles. And then they lost in either the wild card round. I think it was the wild card round. I think the divisional round. And then his brother retired.
I'm out.
So his brother went out like that. It went out bad. Most people have to go out bad.
And his brother takes 30 minutes to get out of bed every morning because his knees are shot.
Yeah.
And so I just felt like the second that they planned a fall wedding or summer wedding, like it just felt like this would have been a perfect transition to my next life. So right now, I would still assume this is the last season of Travis Kelce. And that they're going to have a lot of major holes to fill in the offseason, assuming this season keeps going the same way. I guess good news is they'll be picking much higher in the draft in order to solve some of those problems. So I guess that's a win.
Now, right now, you can wave a magic wand to fix all of the Chiefs' problems. What do you do?
Okay,
one decision.
Well, that's a good question.
Oh, I only get one decision?
Okay, we'll give you three.
Okay. All right, so I got to fix all the Chiefs' problems this year. One, I would just make them a better pass rush team. Like Chris Jones was what he was last night. They were that way the rest of the year. They'd have been fine. The drops are probably there. And then I would say fourth down decision making. I genuinely think it's a huge issue. I said this on the show, and people always get offended because they don't think you can question people when they're great at something. Andy Reid's great at his job. They've won a bunch of Super Bowls.
He's going to the Hall of Fame.
He's going to the Hall of Fame. He's probably, if not the best, the second best coach of all time. All of that stuff is true. He today, in his press conference, admitted something that I think he should be embarrassed by, which is he was describing his fourth down decision making. And this is how it's been for years, and we've been complaining about it on the show for years. He's only just now admitting it, which is, why did you go for that one versus the other one? He was like, I just felt like it.
Vibes.
He said he just had a feeling that they would do well. And I'm like, that's not a strategy. How can you have a strategy for everything you do as an NFL coach? Note cards and papers and research and plans. And then when it comes to fourth down decision making in a game, it's just if you feel like it.
But sometimes don't you hit on 17 if you're staring a king in the face at the table? You
do. It's just money then, not an NFL game. Yeah. But he does that. That's every fourth down decision making.
I can bring everything back together.
That's every yeah. decision he's always done in this. So there were two plays that the analytics would tell you were absolute goes against the Cowboys. He punted in both situations. In this game, there was one, two. There were better statistical, you should go for it from an analytical end, that he didn't go for, and then he went for the one where they said it's 50-50. Genuinely, he reportedly has a meeting every Friday with his analytics guy, in which they go over scenarios and percentages and this or that. He should cancel that meeting. He's wasting his time. He's wasting that guy's time. He should do anything else with that time. Come up with another play call or something. Skip it. We've all gone to useless meetings. Cancel it. What are you going to that meeting
Speaking
for?
Of percentages, what is the percentage? Because I know it's like basic, it's over. But if like the craziest statistical anomaly, like you put down a dollar and you win a billion, what is the number?
It's weirdly not even like, I wish it was a longer shot because then people want to believe. 18% is what ESPN's analytic model will say. They got a 1 in 5 shot of making the playoffs.
That's way too high.
If they go 4-0, as in they win their next four games, they say that there's a 56% chance they will make the playoffs.
Okay.
Because the other schedules for the other teams are difficult, and the Colts, who held a playoff spot, just lost their starting quarterback.
They need help.
Yes.
They need to
win out.
Other
people would have to lose.
And then other people have to lose.
Yeah, the Chargers would have to go 2-3, but to go 4-0, you beat them for one of those games. So really, the Chargers have to go 2-2. If the Chargers go 2-2 and the Chiefs go 4-0, they will go in the playoffs. So the Chargers have to lose like tonight to the Eagles.
Okay.
And then
that's a home game.
That gives us someone to root against.
And then lose to the Chiefs next Sunday and then this Sunday and then lose one other game. And they still have the Broncos and the Texans. So like the Chargers schedule's hard. The problem is
have to play the Texans again?
The Chargers?
Oh, the Chargers. I thought you were talking about the Chiefs.
No, the Chargers. Okay. Here's the biggest part of the issue. Finding the losses for the teams who are ahead of them in the schedule is actually the easy part. The impossible thing to believe is the Chiefs can win four games in a row. What part of the math is that going to hit?
Yeah.
They've lost 4 of 5. They haven't won four games in a row all season. Now they're just going to win four games in a row. All their problems are going to be mad. That's the harder problem. Finding the losses, the help, I think that's the easy part. Convincing yourself the Chiefs can win four games in a row without making a mistake is, I think, the hard part.
Not if they go four drives without a single completed pass.
You're saying there's a chance. That's what I hear from you.
I've given up. I mean,
it's over.
I've given up. I was looking at mock drafts this morning. When was the last time the Chiefs picked 13th?
Cody Tapp with 96.5 The Fan. Always appreciate your time. Thank you, buddy.
Of course.
All right, be well. Sam Stevie III, Dana Wright. My name is Scott here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original. Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.